This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being involved in the conversation. I don't care if you do it on Facebook. I don't care if you do it on our website. We actually have a live chat room going on there as well because some of you are not fans of the Facebook. Okay, you'd rather be in a regular chat room, and that's fine too. That's why we keep it up just for you guys. All right, you can head over to the website. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You can, if you put a capital TRS in the subject line, then what that does is tell me that you're not a salesperson. You're not trying to send me something to buy. You're actually trying to send me a story. You know, I get all this stuff where it looks like it's a really good story that's happening, and then you find out they're just trying to sell you something. So anyway. All right, so let me start off by saying I am not in any way, shape, manner, or form suggesting that when a woman says, or anybody says for that matter, they've been beaten, they've been assaulted, or what have you, that we should ignore it and go, yeah, whatever, until you prove it, we don't believe you. All right, there are things you can do to protect someone, to help someone. But I'm also going to say point blank, just because a woman or anybody else says they've been assaulted doesn't mean they have been. And we've done story after story after story on this show, right, where accusations have been made, people's lives have been ruined, and later on you find out it wasn't true. So we have to take these things seriously and carefully. Again, there's people whose lives have been ruined over a lie. So recently, and I'm doing I want you to take notes on this one. This is going to be a lot of fun. The ladies of The View and that hater known as Joy Behar, you know, listen, Behar, excuse me. The more I hear her she is just one nasty little mean hateful woman. And if she thinks she's right, she's right. End of discussion. If you don't agree with her, you're an idiot. She even took on that guy. Hold on. I may even have that. Where she actually tried to tell an immigrant that she knew more than he did. And that shows you know what? It shows you who really believes. Who really believes they're above it all? They do. She does. I didn't plan on doing this, but I'll do it anyway. Here's, let me see. What the heck is his name? Joy Behar, right? I guess the guy's name is Antonio Sabato Jr. Right? It shows you how much the movies I watch. His family came here legally, and they tried to lump him in with the illegals, and he was not going to have it. And then Joy is trying to tell him something different.
Italy, speaking no English, and this country embraced you. Mm-hmm. You call yourself an immigrant, mm-hmm. but you're in favor of the war. Wall being built.
He calls himself a legal immigrant.
Being paid for by the American people and keeping other immigrants out of the country, much like yourself.
Well, the way I see it, I want the American.
No, keeping other illegal immigrants out of the country. Boy, they hate to use the real word, don't they?
people to be taken care of first. I don't want the American people to take care of everybody else's problem.
But if they felt that...
Now, look at that. Well, I can't believe it. Those people probably snuck in, right? I mean, they got past the conservative electronic checker, apparently.
Wait, when your family was coming over here...
Well, I came here legally, and we had to wait in line, and we had to struggle and save a lot of money. And so there's people like that waiting in line.
Yeah.
So they deserve their chance.
Yeah. It's a waste of money, isn't it? That's how I see it.
The wall's a waste of money. Any nickel spent to protect ourselves is a waste of money. But giving millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood to kill children is just fine.
We are arresting at the border 1,000 people every single day. And there's probably a lot more coming in. So we can't allow that to happen. And they're bringing a lot of drugs or whatever. So we need to protect the American people. That's all I'm saying. And we need to build some sort of protection.
And you think this wall is going to do it?
Well, it's done it for Israel. Mexico's got a wall. Why can't we?
Well, it's a very big, big, expensive wall we're talking about. And it may not be cost-effective, but that's another
story. Well, we spend 100...
Yeah, she wasn't... Well, that's, you know, because I know more than you do, so go away. The guy's saying that they worked hard to come in here. They gave up a lot. They had no money, and they still made it. And look at where he's at coming into this country. She's not going to have it. Why? Because she's a bully. She's just a nasty, rich bully. That's all there is to it. And we're gonna hear her in a little bit. She's going to talk more on another issue. And you're going to hear how she is just a nasty bully. And he's right. We spend over $100 billion a year on illegal immigration. Spending $20 billion will make a big difference. And already in areas along the border, where they've doubled and tripled the border patrol, if they've taken extra precautions in those areas, they've trickled that border crossing down to next to nothing. And again, the reason, you know, my understanding is we are already well over 2,000 border patrol short of what we need on the border. And it's a big turnover in the border patrol. And one of the reasons, I'll try in English, one of the reasons is a big turnover. Is because, first of all, they don't get paid very well. They should, but they don't get paid very well. And when they do, when they're paid okay, there are other law enforcement groups out there that pull them in. And up until recently, they didn't get much support. Do you really want to work for somebody who's really not interested in your safety? Who's really not interested in giving you what you need to be able to survive? The woman makes me crazy. I don't hate anybody. But Joy Behar, she is just one nasty bully. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always. Be involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on. Lots happening up there. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. So head up there. Give me your email address. I send out an email a week, although I missed the other day. But we will. We send out an email a week. We'll let you know who's going to be on the show, what's coming up, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of thing. Also, if you head up to the website, you can buy my book, buy a coffee mug, just get involved in the conversation. You can be a PIP, right? You can be a member of my Politically Incorrect Posse, and you'll see the it's Patreon. It's a little button on the right-hand side. You want to go ahead and join. And for the, you know, give up a cup of coffee. You give up one cup of coffee a month, you can be at the lowest level to be a PIP. You give up, like, 3 cups of coffee, you start to move up the ladder. So head over there, check it out. Find out what it's all about. Again, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're talking about, and I shouldn't have to say this disclaimer. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I don't think like this, right? I don't think it's ever okay to hit a woman. I mean, unless she's beating you with a baseball bat, the only way you can get her down is that way. But to me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you just don't pound on people. You especially don't hit women. But here's the deal. There have been so many lives ruined over simple accusation. Right? I mean, the biggest one I can remember in recent memories of Duke lacrosse team, the whole team, or 6 or 7 members, was brought down by an accusation of rape. And they were, before they even got to court, Al Sharpton had tried them and convicted them. Just wrong. So, Joy Behar, what's his name? Behar?
Behar.
Behar. Har, 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 har. Anyway, she has decided that not only she's offended by all Republicans, number one, and she has decided that she knows more about what went down with this whole thing at the White House, and that General Kelly knows more than he. You know, she's got all this inside information when in reality she has no information. Just listen to her talk. And it's almost like if it comes out of their mouth, it's gospel truth, then we have to believe it. Anybody else's mouth is wrong. So Porter has been accused of assaulting both of his ex-wives. Now, I don't know that to be true. Also, I don't know it to be false. And I just saw pictures today. Looks pretty bad. But again, somebody needs to arrest him. Bring him to court. If he beat his wives or he hit his wives, the police need to arrest him. He needs to go to jail. But let's hear these brainiacs over at The View and how they handle this. It's so wonderful.
I might have abused these women.
Mm-hmm.
But why is Kelly so shocked? Shocked.
Well, we shouldn't make levity of this. We're talking about the abuse of a woman. I mean, look at that photo.
True.
We should not be laughing.
We're talking about Kelly. We're not talking about
one
abuse right now.
She's pointing her finger and just being a little turd. Don't talk like that. Shut up, Joy. Seriously. The way you talk to people with your self-righteous, you know, like you've got it all together and the rest of us are beneath you.
We are laughing and being shocked. It's very serious.
Well, look,
and as a Republican, I am offended.
As a Democrat, I'm offended by Republicans.
You know what?
Right. Because we're the ones that are so bad. Right? I mean, she's not offended by Pelosi. Right? Because, you know, $1,000 is crumbs. Well, the Joy, $1,000 is even less than crumbs. I mean, seriously, she probably wipes her mouth with $1,000 bills. And we've put her there. Some of you on the right watching this show for years upon years upon years, don't. Don't support their advertisers. Why do you do it? Listen to how she talks down to Meghan McCain.
Which really is that
it's
General Kelly did know in the fall.
Okay. So she's saying somewhere her crystal ball told her that General Kelly knew, I'm going to fix this for you in a minute, that in the fall that this guy was a woman beater. Right? That's what she's stating right now as fact.
That his almost right-hand man could not get security clearance because of these domestic violence abuse allegations, yet...
Now, they were not told that. You're going to hear in a minute, the FBI did not tell them that.
He still promoted him within. He still relied upon him. And my only guess, and Nancy, I think you'll agree, he did not believe the women.
Right.
He did not believe the accusations until he saw the photo.
Even if he believed it, he was...
It's not him, and he didn't see the photographs in the fall, okay? And it's not a matter of not believing the women. Kelly knew nothing about this, unless the FBI's lying. But don't you guys on the left trust the FBI to no end? So who's lying? That particular FBI agent, the one who did the investigation?
Wasn't going to do anything about it.
How many times?
Oh, Joy's crystal ball kicked in again and said it didn't matter. Because they weren't going to do anything about it anyway.
Since I have prosecuted cases, felonies, where people just can't believe domestic abuse goes on in the home until they see a picture. Did you see these pictures?
Yeah.
The black eye, and then the word
broken
teeth. Oh, we were arguing about a vase, and somehow she got hit in the face.
Yeah.
I wonder how that went.
Yeah. People need to start believing women, starting with this administration. And I think that's what we're so...
Right, because nobody ever believes women. And it's all this administration's fault. What, so the administration before there didn't have a problem with that? Because they were around when that whole Duke lacrosse thing went down, too. And others, other issues. See, this is what I mean. They're being totally disingenuous here. Everything, again, their hate for Trump is so bad that they're willing to make things up like they saw the pictures in the fall. Right, Kelly did. They knew this was all going down. But you know what? They didn't. Even the FBI corroborates they didn't know. And as President Trump has been saying, and I have said in the past, when do we hit on due process? See, if the FBI... Here, I'll hit this in a second. So Porter's been accused of assaulting both of his ex-wives, right? And, you know, in the process to approve staff... And when they first came on last January, they're not pre-approved. The FBI doesn't work that way. So they're given this, you know, 3.5-inch stack of paper to fill in, and they have a period of time to fill it in. And everyone receives it for their clearance. And everything about you is on that form. Everything from what you ate for breakfast as a kid, all the way through to the day you start in the White House. We'll deal with more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just in the real side... We're talking about due process, what happens in the White House, and when did Kelly know? Which is just... Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. This is Real Tonight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys have spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and all that. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you, you know what, that you get involved in a conversation. Whether you send me an email, and as I said, when you send an email to me, please put a capital T... TRS in the subject line. That way I know that you're a listener and you have a question about the show or what have you. Otherwise, it just looks like another ad to me. You know what I mean? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I do appreciate the time that you tell other people about the show and to bring more people into the fold, if you would. I want to get back to this because this is really important, and I don't want to waste time talking about other stuff. You know, we're talking about the series of events that has taken place in the White House, and recently where we had, you know, one person in particular, Porter, that's been accused of assaulting both of his ex-wives. And I get and listen, bad thing, nasty thing, and if he's guilty of it, I don't know why he's walking around free. I have no clue. Because, you know, send him to jail, make sure he's tagged as a woman beater, and let's see what happens to him. I have no sympathy for these guys. Now, in the last segment, I started to talk about the process to approve. You know, you guys, what do you think? The FBI figures it out in a couple of weeks? Doesn't work that way. When these guys first get to the White House, they're given this stack, 3-inch stack of papers to fill in. That everything from the kind of serial they ate as a kid right up to the day they went to work there. Now, everything on the form is, like, pointed strictly about you and everything you do, movies you saw, people you hung with, any phone calls you may have made outside the country, everything, right? If you have any Russian friends, if you've ever had any Russian dressing on your salad, they want to know all that. Now, they say... The fastest the FBI turns these things around. You ready for this? 6 months. The fastest. If they can get the responses and they get what they need and they move through it pretty... Now, in 6 months, you've got work to do, right? Why the heck does it take so long? The average is about 9 months. And it's because once they get the basic information together, start checking things out, then they send the info to the FBI local office, and the FBI local office has to go check everybody you talk to, and if everything pans out there, then they check. I mean, God forbid you've moved 15 times in your life. They send people out everywhere. Kelly took his new position, General Kelly, as chief of staff in the White House in August. Well, August 1st. Put the time frame. Write it down. 2017, August 1st, right? New in the White House. First thing he does, anybody guess, being a military man, he's got to get stuff in order, right? He's going to sit down. He's going to look at what's going on, look at the hierarchy, who's in what position, what's going down, right? He's looking at clearance. He's looking at the structures, job descriptions. And this is 8 months in. Still got no clearance from most of the people for Trump. And not because he's got bad people in here. It's because the FBI is running behind. He says, hey, there's no... I don't know who I have for a team. I don't know anything about these people. Right? And these guys, you know, you're talking about the military. They want to know that the people working around them have their backs, they can rely on, will support them. So Kelly pushes White House counsel. He says, hey, I need to know about these people. I need to know who is in here and around me. Get on these and tell me about them. So Kelly was told in Porter's case that it was a little more complicated and that he had some issues that they were checking into. They didn't talk about wife beating or ex-wife beating. They didn't give him any of that information at the time. We're talking in August now, okay? Now, as of January 2018, because, you know, everything's progressing, he's asking for permission. He wants to know what's going on. Now, in January, we're going working through the month, and Kelly's like, okay, come on. This is, guys, this is a little long now. He's pushing for quicker response. He wants updates. He wants to know what's going on. Now, there's an update here, too. So even if the FBI came back and said, we can't approve this guy, and this guy, he probably would have sat there and said, okay, as has been done for decades, not hours, decades, the White House does its own investigation after the FBI. They look at what the FBI has said. They look at what the FBI has come back with. And then the White House decides, after it goes through its own vetting, who gets and who doesn't get. Now, according to the record, not to Joy Behar's, you know, crystal ball that actually has no credibility to it whatsoever. General Kelly was approached by several staff members telling him that the press had called. That was on February 6th. So the questions from the reporters were in response to reports that Porter had hit one of his ex-wives and that she had just gone public with it. Kelly immediately called Porter into his office. Kelly asked Porter point blank, is this report true? Did you hit your ex-wife? Porter told him, no. Just that simple, no. Now, we all know that reports from the media sources have always been honest about Trump. They've always, they've never tried to take any of Trump's people down, ever, right? Just saying. So Kelly went further and asked him in that meeting, was there a police report, restraining order? Was there any documentation in this event at all? You know, thinking, if it ever went to the police, if it ever went anywhere, if anybody ever reported it, then he wanted to know about it. And that was going to be bad. Again, Porter lied to him, said, no, there's nothing. Now, apparently, before that conversation had even winded down, before they were done and talking about how they were going to deal with it, and I'm talking minutes. I'm not talking hours here. Another reporter called the communications room and said that the second wife has now come forward with allegations and pictures along with a copy of a restraining order. Now, at that point, I would have called him in, Porter, into the office and beat the crap out of him. How can you lie like that? Anyway, Kelly called him in at that point and forced him to resign. So I want to know where the sin is here. All this happened within a two-hour period. All this happened as the FBI, you know, the people that we're supposed to trust, at least that's what the Dems keep telling me, I'm supposed to trust these people. Not that we shouldn't. I'm not talking about the nasty, you know, the rank-and-file stuff that's going on. I mean, the administrative stuff that's going on. But if you're waiting for them to get back, how do you speed them up? How do you tell them no? And when Kelly gets into the office, from August, he is pounding away going, where is this information? Why don't I have this? How come I don't know who I have around me? Can't get into that information. So why couldn't the FBI, I'm just asking because I'm not the smartest man in the room. Why wouldn't the FBI come in and go, look, there are President Trump, there are allegations that this man beat his wife. And we're looking into them. Right? At that point in time, they could have decided whether to put him, suspended him with pay. You know, while giving a leave of absence with pay until they got this thing squared away. Because he kept saying, I didn't do it. And we do have due process. I don't care whether you're in the White House or wherever you are in the country. You have due process. You are not guilty until proven innocent. You're innocent until proven guilty. Are you not? How many of you know that Michael Flynn got his original security clearance under who? Anybody? Obama. Now, I'm not saying that makes Obama the bad guy. What I'm saying, though, is if you're sitting there with the new president and you're saying, well, these guys, this guy, whatever, had security clearance under Mr. Obama, he should be okay for me to have. At least that's what I would think. Right? And then I heard two commentators on CNN talk about this is the only company that President Trump keeps. He only has these kind of people around him. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a gutsy comment to make. Do you want to talk about some of Obama's friends? Because we can do that. And you know what? We're going to do that after the break. We're going to talk about some of his close friends, some of his money bundlers, some of the guys he hung around with. I mean, seriously, you'll know every one of them. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Obama's friends right after the break. They're really good ones.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie side, but no one else.
We are back.
He was a top man.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. That's right. You can buy my book. You can buy a coffee cup. You can buy a water drink. You can do all kinds of stuff up there, including... politically incorrect posse. I get confused. I'm so excited about the story, I get confused. Anyway, head up there. There's a patreon.com button right there. Just click on it. It's a way for you to become part of the inner circle. I gotta get an echo thing. Inner circle, 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 circle. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to get back to the story because I really, really, really do, you know, appreciate this. The time that you guys are spending with me. Because this, you know, if you missed it, this is the hour to go back and get later on. Because General Kelly, you know, they're trying to blame him for all this. They're trying to put the pressure on him to get gone. And he better not leave. We better push back. We better fight on this. We better not leave. Because this is exactly what we've been talking about lately. The FBI, I won't say they failed on this, but this is, I never realized that it took them, at a minimum, if somebody is squeaky clean, it was 6 months. Could be as long as 9 months. 9 months to clear somebody to work in the White House. So what, is nobody shows up for the 9 months? No, of course not. They're in there working. They've got temporary clearance because that's who the president wants. But doesn't make it right. Either side of it doesn't make it right. Again, like I said earlier, and I wasn't trying to hang Obama because I know that's what you're going to do. Oh, so it's Obama's fault that General Flynn went sideways. No. But if so-and-so, if the last president trusted the man and he got clearance through the last president, you would think he would be fine now. Just saying. But I'm also hearing about how, look at Trump is surrounding himself with his cronies, his friends, people he knows, and look how corrupt they are. Okay, well, you know the old glass house and stones thing, you know, that whole thing? You know what one of Obama's good friends was? Yeah, Governor Rod Blagojevich. Remember him? Sentenced to 14 years in prison for political corruption. They were good friends. Bundlers. Actually, he bundled money for him. Tony Rezko, sentenced to 10.5 years for corruption and kickbacks. Good friend of President Obama's. Did you ever hear about Courtney Dupree? Yeah, she's a Democratic fundraiser. She bundled money for Mr. Obama, too. She's convicted of, guess what? She bundled money, bank fraud. These were all friends of his. These were all people that hung around him. How about Willie Shepard? Another blunder. Blunder. There you go. Blunder. That's a good one. Obama Bundler. He pled guilty to assault. Beating his wife, I think, is what that one was all about. I mean, come on. Seriously. See, I love these people. They're clean. They're squeaky clean. They've done nothing wrong. That's why they get to throw their stones at everybody else. John Corzine, remember him? Top Obama fundraiser. He was investigated by the FBI. He reached a $5 million settlement on his actions after losing over $1 billion in investors' money. They used to refer to him as that Wall Street guy. Right, so Donald Trump was Satan's twin brother for what he did to the people that I guess has signed up for his school or some school that he had. And they feel like they were beat and lost all their money. And yet, John Corzine loses $1 billion of investor money, knew what he was doing, right? Settled at $5 million after the FBI gets all over his case. But hey, that's okay. And then there was, these two names I can't pronounce, but I'll do my best. Shervin Newman. Shervin, yeah, you heard me. He was another Obama bundler, ran a Ponzi scheme, and was investigated for fraud and convicted. All these bundlers were arrested for fraud. Yeah, with all that money, I guess it's easy. Now, this one, even though I found this person is directly connected to Obama, I couldn't find an outcome. So I don't know if they were, you know, wiped clean or they were given a clean bill of health or what, but Abaki Asongbi was an Obama bundler under investigation for fraud. Had been, year and a half. What? Yeah, I'll send you this because you're never going to be able to figure it out.
Appreciate it.
But when I was looking up some of these people, when I was looking for, you know, friends of the president convicted of fraud or friends of the president convicted of whatever, some of these people was hard to find. And it was almost like some of their stories were kind of, I don't know, they disappeared. Not that I believe, I'm not one of those guys. Not that I believe that somebody went in there, went looking for this and cleaned the record. I don't believe that at all. Some of it's old, it's been pushed down, maybe Google's done that whole thing, I don't know. But these people come off as so self-righteous. Like they travel with saints and angels. Remember, there's demonic angels too, you know what I'm saying? But like they travel with saints and angels. And you look at what's going on in their lives, you look at what's going on around them. But the left never calls out their own. Never. We do it all the time. We call out our own. We call them on the carpet for the things that they do. We actually even shoot our own before they're found guilty. Which I think is wrong. That's just me, what I got to tell you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, I don't, you know what, I have no answers for you. I know sometimes you guys go, you know, give us a solution. I don't have a solution. This is that whole ideology that says I'm right and you're wrong, period. I'm a saint and you're not. I'm with God and you're not. They won't even look at themselves. Look what's going on just with the whole memo and with Adam Schiff. Right? And you know that a hardcore left-wing ideologue is not going to say that Adam Schiff's doing anything wrong. He's perfect. He's right on. He's got it together. Same thing on the right. You have hardcore right-wing Trump supporters. And I'll tell you what the left is doing here. The left is making the Trump supporters dig in their heels. And no matter what he does, even if you prove it at some point in time here, they're not going to give up. Because they see it as if for the last 12 months, you guys have done nothing but accuse him and the people around him of all kinds of wrongdoing. And you laughed at us for years over Obama and what he was doing. You made fun of Trump. I hope some of you on the left are listening and see how honest you actually are. You made fun of Trump for even suggesting that he was being wiretapped, and he was. Right? He called that dossier phony before anybody else did, and you know what we find out? It is. But you never say you're sorry. Is that because you're too prideful? You're too good for the rest? I don't know. You never say you're sorry. You never come back and apologize. And it's like a greased pig. You just keep changing the narrative. When was the last time you heard Russia, Russia, Russia? Now they're on. The president wants to hide something. So they were all about the FBI. Adam Schiff was all about the FBI taking care of the Republican memo that came out, which we find out in there. There's absolutely no exposing any kind of process or people that we didn't already know about. Yet in Schiff's memo, they are exposing processes. They are exposing names of people that they shouldn't be, at least according to the FBI. So do you trust the FBI, don't you? If you're to the left, do you trust them or don't you? Is this thing where, well, they did it wrong, so we want to do it wrong? I mean, what are you thinking? I'm just curious. You say you're for the FBI, and if they tell you the stuff in there that shouldn't be released, wouldn't you be on their side? Just curious. And that's it. And again, it's never the same for both sides. It's always about what's in their best interest, what they believe is right for their people, the way they want to do it, end of discussion. Somebody sent me something on Sidney. Remember Sidney Blumenthal? I mean, he is like the biggest Clinton surrogate there is. I mean, he just loves them to death. He would stick up for them no matter what. He doesn't realize their power is almost gone. How much money has the Clinton Foundation raised in the last year? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hit up the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Next hour, we're just going to do a whole smorgasbord of stuff. All kinds of crazy stories that you're not used to. And by the way, Corey Duncan is now going to join us more at the end of the week. We'll talk about that more in the next hour. Anyway, I'll talk to you in a few minutes, right? Go get your coffee. Go get a sandwich. Come on back. Can't wait.